Hello everyone, all one word here. It's 10 to 4 on a very sunny and warm Friday the 18th of September 2015. And I'm with Jessica and Harry. Say hello. And we are collecting conkers, although it's still a little bit premature to do so. I noticed that when I was walking Molly the other night with Sarah, this particular tree that we're at, there are lots of conkers and conker shells on the ground. But as I've investigated further, I can see that I think it's been a squirrel at the conkers. And they're still quite small in reality, but yeah, come on then. Got Molly with me. No, I'm talking to Molly. Molly, Molly, come here. Molly, where have you put the ball? Oh no. Oh, she's lost the ball. Oh, come on then, let's go on. Right, I'm just gonna look for the ball around here, okay? Molly, where's the ball? So, it's really quite hot in the sun. I don't even know where I threw that ball. Yeah, it is. It's really quite hot in the sun. Oh, I see it. Yeah, this side. Yep. Pick the scent up. And there we go. She's got it. She's now got it. A little bit of a breeze. You can probably hear the. Drop it then. Drop it. She's not a chance. I'm heading under some beautiful russety red beech trees here. Their leaves didn't change red last year, I notice. And this, there are one, two, two red beech trees. The first one, they're nearly all turning red, but on the second one here, it's only the leaves on the southwest side that are turning red. But it's been a funny day for the weather, actually. It hasn't been too great. But now, seeing about 50% blue sky, and as I say, that sun is quite warm. There's another red beech tree down there. I love the red beech trees. Oh, there are actually three up here. It's the middle of the three that is still quite green. Remember, we don't want to be pulling the conkers off the tree, okay? There's a conker there, look. Oh, it's been eaten. Okay.
Yeah, we don't pick it up. We don't.
I think all of these are on the ground because there's a squirrel that comes visiting. And the squirrel has had these conkers away from up high. And yes, on the branches about two-thirds up, the tree is particularly thin of conkers. Ball, drop it, drop it, drop it. Drop the ball.
Really likes
Drop the ball. She's not dropping the ball. We've been watching a lot of Downton Abbey recently. Sarah and I were on a bit of a marathon. Definitely, I think it's three series or free on Amazon Prime Video, whatever they want to call it. I'm going to sit here. Step on what?
This one to open it.
Oh, okay. It feels quite light though, Jess, to be fair. Conker shells.
I
Here we
found
go.
it in my sandals.
Oh, it's quite tough. There you go. There's one. Still white though in areas. There's a third in there. I'm gonna sit on this. Oh my goodness, dog feces. Oh goodness. Sit here instead then. Yeah, so we're really into Downton Abbey. Really enjoy the dialogue. Oh, grass feels quite wet. Did it rain today? I think this moment would be very nearly perfect if it weren't for a panting dog. Staring up at the blue sky with wispy cottony wool floating by high though, which is good. Some cumulus northbound, but not threatening. Insomnia set back in yesterday, but only for the fact that I think the jet lag caused me to sleep 11 and a half hours the night before. Tired now. Oh, goodness. Oh, Molly. Oh, what to do? She won't drop the ball. Drop the ball. Drop it. Well, she's dropped. No, drop it. Right, wait. Wait, drop it. She dropped it, which means I can pick it up and she can pant a lot easier. Get more air in now, can't you? What? Open this one.
Yes. I can't step on it.
It doesn't want to be opened.
You have to step on it.
No.
You have to step on it.
Lie down. Oi.
Conker.
Lie down. Lie down.
Let's
put a bag. Oh, I can see dew on this grass. How unusual. I hope it is dew. What's the matter? So, you two have each got something. Harry, tell everybody what you've got in your hand.
Flumper?
Who?
Flumper.
And what is Flumper?
A rabbit.
What kind of rabbit?
A teddy rabbit.
A teddy bear rabbit. Mm-hmm. And why have you got Flumper? Where did he come from? And why have you got him?
Because I'm the best at tidying up and I listen to Mrs. Scorff.
Okay. And how long do you keep Flumper for?
I don't know. 3 weeks, probably.
How long?
3 weeks.
Probably. 3 weeks. Or could it just be the weekend?
Yeah.
I think it is. Jessica. Come hither. Right, who have you got?
I got Smudge.
And tell us about Smudge.
Smudge is a white bunny teddy.
Uh-huh. And where did he come from?
He came from school.
And why have you got him?
Because I've been good all week.
Oh, right. And so what have you got to do with Smudge?
Take him to places and draw pictures and write where we've been.
Oh. So tell me about what he likes and dislikes. What does he like doing?
He likes going out.
Uh-huh.
And having lots of cuddles.
And what does he not like?
I don't know. I think he doesn't like the dark.
He doesn't like the dark. What about flesh-eating zombies? Does he like those?
No, he doesn't even know about them.
Okay. And Harry, what does Flumper like doing?
Having fun.
Does he like doing anything else? Because I think we all like having fun. What does he do for fun?
Anything.
Oh, does he like sweeping the streets of London?
No.
Does he like cleaning the alcohol-induced vomit from the floor of a pub?
No.
So what does he like doing for fun?
Oh. Finding stuff and collecting.
What does he not like doing, Harry?
Being being left at home. Not being left at home.
He doesn't like being left at home. Is there anything else he doesn't like? I think you might have mentioned it before.
He doesn't like being in the dark.
He doesn't like the dark. So what does that mean you've got to do?
Cuddle him in the dark.
All right, okay. And have other children had Flumper before you?
Yeah.
And does that mean we have to sanitise the teddy bear?
No.
Okay. We could sanitise Flumper with fire if you wish.
No.
Okay.
It's a dog one. Go.
Right. So I think we've, by the looks of things, finished. Oh, Harry. Harry has opened a packet of mini gem ice gems, and they've gone all over. I'll have this one. So, from a sunny Friday late afternoon, underneath a horse chestnut tree, the panting dog, and some childs.
Oh, got one here.
I'll say goodbye. All one word, all one word, out, one word, out, one word, out.